This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As more Americans are vaccinated against COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says new guidelines for vaccinated people will be coming soon from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He told CNN that Americans will be hearing about how they can relax the stringency of some safety measures, particularly among vaccinated family members. Already, medical authorities have said people who have been vaccinated do not need to quarantine if they come into contact with an infected person. Meanwhile, Pfizer and Moderna both say they plan to increase production of their vaccines in the coming weeks. The supply could be further bolstered by the Johnson & Johnson's new one-shot vaccine, which is expected to be reviewed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday. The World Health Organization, the global health initiative UniteAid, and a consortium of partners Tuesday announced a new task force to secure oxygen supplies for COVID-19 patients in low- and middle-income nations. Speaking to reporters at the United Nations Geneva headquarters, a spokesman for UniteAid said low- and middle-income nations have faced challenges maintaining oxygen supplies since the pandemic started. He said some hospitals have simply run out, resulting in preventable deaths. Based on assessments provided by WHO's Health Emergencies Program, task force members are hoping to raise $90 million to address oxygen needs in up to 20 countries, including Malawi, Nigeria, and Afghanistan. UniteAid and another task force member group, the Health Research Foundation Wellcome, will provide the initial $20 million, and they will determine the most urgent short-term needs.